This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
1-800-636-1067, the number. You can tweet at me as well at that N-E-L-L underscore BTP. It's the Youngest in Charge at L. Willingham. I'll take you up to noon. The DOC, Rick Doc Walker, going to take you from there. He'll probably join us at about 11:45 or so as we get his thoughts on what is next for the Burgundy and Gold after a super active offseason to this point. Washington continuing to make moves this morning. They have brought back defensive end Cleland Farrell on a one-year deal. The Richmond, Virginia native, 3.5 sacks last year in his first season with the Burgundy and Gold. We'll see whether or not he makes the 53 or if he's just a camp body. Washington's got some big-time decisions to make. We'll look at those as we roll throughout the final hour of the program here. Programming note, coming up 3 o'clock on the Team 980, pregame coverage for the Maryland Terrapin men's basketball team. Their game in the Big Ten semis later today against Michigan. It is a 3:30 tip-off. Like I just said, pregame coverage is going at 3 o'clock. Johnny Holiday and Chris Knocke are going to be on the call. Caps back in action tonight as they take on the lowly San Jose Sharks, looking to right their wrongs after getting blanked the other night against the L.A. Kings. Darcy Kemper liked that in net the other night. We'll see if Alex Ovechkin can light the lamp and get one goal closer to breaking Wayne Gretzky's all-time goal-scoring record. Wizards back in action tonight as well. They're on the road in Denver continuing their 8-game road trip. So we'll see if they're able to come up victorious. They looked pretty damn good the other night against the Detroit Pistons. Bub Carrington played really well. Alex Saar played really well. Keyshawn George, as we told you at the top of the show, continuing to work his way towards NBA history. Yes, you heard that right. Wizards rookie Keyshawn George, 27 consecutive games with a three-point field goal made. It is the third longest streak in NBA history. The record is held by Rudy Fernandez and Landry Shamet with 33 consecutive games as a rookie with a three-point field goal made. So if you are Washington, you got to feel really good about this young draft class that you got. We'll talk about the Wizards in a little bit more detail as we roll throughout the back half of the show. Big-time college basketball on tap all day long as well, not just here in the Big Ten. got the SEC semifinals. You got the A-10 semifinals between VCU and Loyola. Loyola Chicago. Yes, indeed. There we go. That tips off later today. Big night in the association. It was a big night last night in the NBA. So we were talking about it a moment ago. Bronny James knocked down a three over Nikola Jokic, and I know that pissed a lot of people off. Look, we'll actually get to that a little bit later before we get out of here, because I got something to say for all of you narcissists out there that act as if Bronny James being in the NBA is some sort of crime. Kiss my bumper. Just kiss it. Ha-ha. But anyway, go back out to the phones. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Washington, like I said, three major decisions to make between now and the start of the NFL draft. Do you give up more draft capital to acquire a proven edge rusher like Trey Hendrickson? Cam Wolf of the NFL Network says it's going to cost a first rounder. That asking price, though, also according to Wolf, may drop as we get closer to April's draft. That's one decision Washington's got to make. Do you stick and pick with your first and second round pick at 29 and 61? I think depending on who is there, that will influence that decision. And then the other one is, do you engage in this veteran wide receiver market? Names like Stephon Diggs, Amari Cooper, Keenan Allen. Are you in on those, or are you okay with what you currently have? Your calls at 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to my main dog, OG Carter. What's going on, brother?
Charles Linnell Willingham. What's up, champ?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Man, blessed by the best, bro.
Sure.
Hey, look, I got a suggestion that I heard about the Fazer Henderson trade. Uh-huh. Let me run that past you, see what you think. We got Deron Payne and our third to Cincinnati for Hendrickson and their fourth. And I wanted to say a couple other things. Let me know what you say. You like that one?
So to answer that one first before we let you continue, Cardo, like I think Cincinnati currently is in the business of trying to shed salary. So acquiring a sizable contract like Deron Payne's, although he's a good player, I don't know if that fits the bill of what they're trying to do and how they're trying to team build. As clearly they're trying to cut costs up front along the defensive line by moving on from Hendrickson. So I don't know if that would be on the table for that reason.
Well, isn't he about, Hendrickson's going to be asking for $30 million a year. Wouldn't that, in the coming years at least, I think Hendrickson got one more year.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that save about $10 million for them? Because Payne is less than $20 million.
So Hendrickson is at the table right now with Cincinnati because he does not want to play out this year on a $16 million contract.
Oh, he does. Well, I mean, I think we'd be willing to at least extend them. So I think they'd be willing to give them. Yeah, so that's still, Payne would be $10 million less for them. But anyway, you may be right that they don't want to take on any more salary. But if we can pull that, I like that one. And if we can pull it, we got the defensive tackles. I was going to add some spice in. I didn't know that Kayvon Hargrave?
Javon Hargrave, yeah. In Minnesota,
Javon. Didn't realize he was a D.C. boy until this week. And then we also know Eddie Goldman is
a D.C.
boy.
Oh, you're talking about Kinlaw. Yeah, you're talking about Javon Kinlaw. Yes, yes.
Okay, my bad.
No, you're good.
That's the tackle we just got, right?
Yes.
From So we had two DC boys that's going to be fired up. Eddie Goldman is Friendship Collegiate from over Minnesota Avenue, by the Minnesota Avenue Metro. I got a buddy that's a security over there, and so we used to talk about Eddie Goldman when he was at Friendship Collegiate. So I think they're going to be fired up.
Right? To come back home and play for your hometown team that you grew up rooting for, especially when you consider how things have changed since the last time they were in this area, right?
Yeah, man. Yes, sir. I think they will. So if we do trade Payne, and I think from there, if we do trade Payne to get Hendrickson in the draft, I think we just go ahead with the draft from here on out. Even if we trade down from that 29 spot, I trust Peters to get more picks. So I think we're going to be straight, man. You know?
I think they got a good opportunity, man. I feel like there's a lot of panic within the fan base about how they have addressed defensive end. And I continue to go back to what I said a moment ago. When Olamide Zaccheaus was signed, when Noah Igbinoghene was signed, when Allegretti was signed, they were not overwhelming free agent signings. They were guys that, you know, had yet to really get over the hump, so to speak, in their career, and it took them coming to Washington for that to happen. I feel the same way about Kinlaw, Goldman, Dietrich Wise, and some of the others that they've brought in. So
I've been reading about all of the guys, just do my little research on all the guys. That we might not, they might not be household names, but it sounds like they fit in what we need.
100%.
So, yeah, man.
Sure. Carter, appreciate you as always, brother. Enjoy your weekend, man. 1-800-636-1067. I didn't realize it was St. Paddy's Day weekend.
Yeah, it's Monday.
It's time to get bleeped up.
Yeah, tonight, once I get out of here, we'll see what
I think
the haps are.
Yeah, I think it's hilarious the way Chris, you know, someone just tweeted at me. I'm begging you, please, please change your theme song or at least add another song or two to the mix.
Listen, it's not the first time I've heard that. I know it's not the first time you've
heard
that either.
I just think that if, like, there's so many other things that you could comment on about the show.
It's true.
The song that's played for 30 seconds out of a segment. Come on, people. 1-800-636-1067. Mitch is in New Jersey. What's up, brother?
So now, how you doing?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
How you doing, big fella?
I appreciate
First,
it.
First, I'm glad we signed Clayton Farrell.
Really?
I know he was a bit of a buzz. He was picked fourth by the Raiders like 5 years ago.
You love Clayton Farrell, huh, Mitch?
I'm definitely on with him. I'm glad he got him. I still wanted to take a defensive end and a line and a defensive tackle during the draft. Best player available. I think if it's Rob Woods, because it's not a good draft for wide receivers. I know. I think it's too much to give up two picks for Henriksen, especially the 29th, the first round pick.
Did you say Robert Woods potentially as a veteran wide receiver option? That's interesting.
Yeah, I'd be happy with him. I think Keenan Allen's got too much mileage. Yeah. So does Woods, and so does Sammy.
You're not down for a Stephon Diggs reunion or coming home, I guess.
Just the best guy available. And I know you mentioned about running back in the first round. It's a good draft. But here's another running back. I know Chris Rodriguez has been a disappointment. And I know he's got the size. Are we keeping Eckler, by the way?
I would think so. I would have to think, right, Mitch, that you keep. You know what's crazy, Mitch? I'm glad you brought that up. I was talking with somebody yesterday. It may have been our producer last night, Ben, who was like, you know, I'd look to move on from Austin Eckler. I think with Eckler, Jayden Daniels, and Deebo Samuel all being in the backfield together, good night, Irene, is how I would describe that. Mitch, I appreciate you as always, my man. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Look, I think to the bigger point here for me is that they have done a good job, in my opinion at least, through this portion of free agency. And look, the work's not done. There's still a hell of time left between now in the start of the draft. Another name I brought up last night that Chris in Hyattsville wanted to vomit at, if you're looking to replace your situational pass rusher, what about Von Miller? Dante Fowler last year in that situational rush role had 10.5 sacks. If he can get 10.5 sacks out of Dante Fowler, what do you think this defense can get out of Von freaking Miller?
We need to put a caveat on this. 36-year-old Von Miller, but
well,
he can pass rush.
He can pass rush.
Setting the edge leaves something to be desired.
So I'm going to debunk that when it comes to Von Miller and setting the edge. And I don't want to say debunk it. I guess I'll just get us the actual numbers. I don't know how he is.
His rush defense grade is, I think, somewhere in the – it's in the 40 to 60 range.
Last year it was 62.
Yeah.
2023, it was – oh, my God, it was 45.
Yeah.
2022 was a 79. 2021, right. It was an 86.
Well, he's getting younger.
So, yeah.
Where we go.
But what is this organization shown?
Yeah.
This is the retirement home.
Yeah.
Where you don't come to retire, i.e., Zach Ertz, Austin Eckler,
Bobby Wagner.
So I would love Von Miller here in Washington, depending on what the price tag is. I really would, and I think he could help out this football team. And if you choose to go edge, say Donovan Azaraku at 29, I would love to have him learning from a first ballot Hall of Famer and Von Miller. Drew's in D.C. What's up, Drew?
Hey, what's up, Coach? Man, appreciate it. You know, if with all what they drafted, man, I'm really excited because if they, like, when we drafted all these guys last year, we picked up these, you know, one-year contracts, a lot of people were skeptical. But like I say, it shows when you have a team and an organization that knows how to coach players up. You know, that Ron Rivera era, you know, we had players and couldn't even coach him up because I feel, you know, and I think you definitely need to keep Payne because I think he'll play better. But also, I just like these players they get, man. When you can coach them up, you can see what the potential are.
Exactly.
When you have somebody, when you can really see what they have instead of just looking at it. And my thing is this:
uh-huh.
if you draft an edge rusher, let them be an edge rusher. I've seen Ron Rivera them. They draft a defensive tackle, but they want him to play cornerback. You know, if you draft a person in that position, let him play the damn position.
Yeah.
Y'all keep up the great work, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you as always, brother. 1-800-636-1067. When we come back, let you hear from the newest defensive back of the Washington Commanders, Jonathan Jones, Super Bowl winning champion. He joins us next.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
1-800-636-1067, the number on the phone lines. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. So now the bit's been taken too far. Kristen Hyattsville is now tweeting at CK. Can you please find the funds to buy NELL_BTP another theme song? I know Odyssey has the money. What a ironic statement.
I don't know if I'm allowed to comment.
We'll let that breathe for a second.
Yeah.
About a half hour left to go on the program. The DOC, Rick Doc Walker, going to take over starting at noon Eastern time. Probably get him to join us back segment of the show. Quickly, if you're just now joining us, interesting news day thus far for the Commanders. They bring back Richmond native Cleveland Farrell on a one-year deal. He was here last year, former top five pick of the Vegas Raiders. 3.5 sacks a season ago. Not much impact, if I'm being honest. Dealt with a knee injury for most of the year. He is brought back as a depth piece and someone to compete up front along this Commanders defensive line. I think, look, they've built out depth. They've got bodies now at the defensive end spot. I am curious to see who is this year's wow. Isn't that a good question? Maybe we'll open that up at 1-800-636-1067. Of the free agents that were brought in, who is going to be this year's Olamide Zaccheaus? Everyone loved OZ. OZ, well, unfortunately, you know, lost him to Chicago. But when you think about the impact that he made on this football team and just how he embodied everything about being a Commander, the question I would ask is who is most likely to be this year's Olamide Zaccheaus? Who is likely to be this year's Olamide Zaccheaus? And it's why the OZ signing, the Allegretti signing, the Noah Igbinoghi signing, the Dante Fowler signing, all of those moves from last year, they're all a big part of why I feel like, you know what? They're going to get something out of Dietrich Wise, a guy that's had 16 sacks in the last three seasons combined. They're going to get something out of him. They're going to get something out of Javon Kinlaw, who, think about that move in particular for a second. They brought him back here. And I know he spoke about it, I think it was yesterday, about how, yeah, like, it speaks for itself that AP and Daryl Tapp wanted me back. It does, though, because I'm curious to see what they get out of him. Jacob Martin's the other name that, not a household name at all. Journeyman's played on like 6 or 7 teams at this point. But a guy that's played 3-4 outside linebacker, a guy that's played 4-3 defensive end. My overall arching point is this. Like, you can't, just because they aren't shopping at Neiman Marcus in Gucci in Louis Vuitton, doesn't mean that you can't get value out of guys. Just because they've gone bargain bin shopping, Fashion Over Man, Sheen, dare I say Timu? Just because they've gone shopping there does not mean you will not get significant impact out of these free agents that they brought in. Guess what? You're never a household name until you're a household name. Point blank, period. We're taking your calls right now on who is most likely out of this free agent crop that Washington's brought in, who is most likely to be this year's Olamide Zaccheaus? 1-800-636-1067. Jonesy, let's chime in. What's going on, brother?
Hey, what's going on, Neil? How you feeling this morning?
Good, brother. How you doing?
First of all, I want to talk about the song thing, man. Keep your song. Let the complainers continue to complain, because that just gives you nothing but something extra to talk about. Now, I like the song. You know what I'm saying? That's your walk-up joint. So, Doc would tell you, you got to be who you are. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I love that man for that.
For sure.
I love all the moves that they're making. They're bringing in some one-year wonders. We might have a one-hit wonder, you know, somewhere along the bunch. But you know what? I wish they would bring a receiver in here like Keenan Allen, because when he played against us, he had hands like that group, man.
They play well. He did play well.
They played well. Might not be the fastest guy, but he's the most sure-hands guy, and he will get you them daggone first downs when it's 3rd and 5 and 3rd and 11 and stuff like that. That's who I want. I want anybody who can come in here and contribute and that can be a force to reckon with and help this team get to the next level. Because we're trying to beat Philly. We're trying to go back to the NFC East Championship and maybe take it a step further and go to the bowl. I don't know if we'll win it, but hey, can darn sure make more strides to get there, and Adam Peters is doing the job to do it. And I like what you're doing, Neil. Keep going, man.
I appreciate it. Hey, Jones, let me ask you this before we let you go. If you're just now chiming in. You saw what Olamide Zaccheaus did last year, and it came out of nowhere because no one expected that. Of the free agents Washington signed, who do you think is going to be this year's Olamide Zaccheaus?
I don't know until I see it now.
I feel
that's
it.
All I'm
that's
tell
honest.
You about that.
That's honest, Joseph. I can deal with that. Enjoy your weekend, my brother. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I think it's fascinating. Can I tell you who my vote is? I think it's going to be Dietrich Wise. I think they're going to get something out of Dietrich Wise. Dietrich Wise is the guy. It's either Dietrich Wise for me or Javon Kinlaw. I think it's somebody up front. I think it's one of these pass rushers, one of these big fellas up front that they brought in. Another sneaky candidate? I don't know how it's going to play out on the interior, but I really like them bringing in Nate Herbig. I know we didn't play last year, but in 2023, when he was the Steelers' full-time center, dude played his tail off. And the other thing that I like about the Herbig signing, he's got the size that Washington's looking for on the interior. 6'4", 340 pounds damn near. And guess what? Just 26 years of age. So he fits that bill of maybe he's just scratching the surface of how good he can actually be. 1-800-636-1067. Skip is in Vienna. Wants to chime in. Skip, you heard what I was talking about earlier. I'm interested in re-racking this convo. So what do you got for me?
Well, first of all, I agree with you completely to move Brandon Coleman to left guard, which makes sense. But I don't understand why people want to throw Andrew Wiley under the bus. He was credited with zero sacks last year, and I don't think we're good enough to throw out people that can play at that level. You know, it amazes me that he keeps coming up as somebody that's disposable, and I don't think he is.
I think you make a really interesting point, Skip. Here is what I will say about being credited with zero sacks. He was the beneficiary of having the most dynamic quarterback in football last year at his disposal. Because he was playing on Jayden Daniels' non-blind side, Jayden can see all of the quick pressures that came from Wiley. You remember that play against Cleveland where Jayden rolls out to the right and hits Terry down the field for 62? That doesn't happen if Andrew Wiley doesn't get beat like a Congo drum. So I do agree, though. I think the scheme this year, Skip, served him better. They got the ball out of the quarterback's hand, and he didn't have to hold up in pass protection as much. I think as a run blocker is where he really does his best work. But I've long said since the end of the season, I think you need competition for Wiley. I don't think competition should be Brandon Coleman, though.
Yeah, I agree with you. I just don't think we can throw him out. Unless there's somebody that beats him out, and that's true for everybody on the team.
Yeah.
Hey, the other thing, you just touched on something I was going to talk on. I like this Nate Herbig pickup, too.
Uh-huh.
They're kind of quietly picking up people who are upgrades at positions, and I wouldn't be surprised if he wasn't, you know, the right guard for a while, a long while.
Until Cosby comes back. I think it's going to be fascinating, Skip, depending on, like, so – I don't – because John Kimes said it, I take it with a grain of salt, and, like, I think it may actually happen, although I may not agree with it. You don't agree either. But if they're going to move Coleman to right tackle, I wouldn't be mad at Nate Herbig and Nick Allegretti to start the season at guard if that's what it comes down to. So we'll see. My last thing on the Coleman thing is this, Skip. If you do put him at guard, I continue to say I think he's got Pro Bowl, All-Pro potential at that position. The battery of your offensive line, your guard-center-guard combo, being Coleman, Biadasz, and Cosme for the next 4 to 6 years, you can sign me up for that. Skip, I appreciate you, as always, my man. 1-800-636-1067. Washington last year specialized in that second wave of free agency. You look at how the shopping in that department went. Nick Allegretti, Alameda Zacchaeus, Noah Igbinoghene. Who's going to be this year's version of that, of the free agents that Washington brought in? Your calls on that next. What a rejoin. It's the youngest of Charles and O. Willingham taking up the noon Eastern time. The DOC, Rick Doc Walker, going to join us before we get out of here. He'll take you from noon to 3 p.m. We got special coverage of Bustin' Loose Baseball Live coming up on The Fan at 3 o'clock after the DOC, Rick Doc Walker. Other programming note for you. Make sure you keep it locked on our sister station, the Team 980, all afternoon long, starting at 3 o'clock, pregame coverage for their matchup against Michigan If the Big Ten semifinals gets underway at 3, 3:30 is when you can hear Johnny Holiday and Chris Knocke on the call. Last night, Maryland just eviscerating Illinois in one of the more dominant conference tournament performances I've ever seen. You would think, right? I mean, Illinois was 24th in the country coming in to that contest, so you thought they'd be a little bit more competitive. Maryland looks like an absolute juggernaut right now and a team that absolutely nobody wants to play. Rodney Rice, 7-9 from the three-point line, 2-3 shy of breaking the Big Ten record for threes in a conference tournament game. If him, Selton Miguel, Jacoby Gillespie, if those guys can get it going from beyond the arc in the NCAA tournament, as I continue to say, man, Maryland's got all the ingredients for a Final Four run. The other thing that I am going to look at, especially tonight when the matchup gets a little bit stiffer on the interior, he showed up last night with 19-10. But when you got a freshman, he is the freshman of the year, and I think because he's from Baltimore, he's got some toughness and some grit about him that you just can't measure. You wonder, though, does DQ have the right temperament to be the best player on one of the best teams in the country? Will he show up when he has a big-time matchup like tonight against Vlad Goldin and my guy Wolf? So Michigan's got a front court that we know can get jiggy with the best of them, right? I always say, or I continue to say about Wolf, man, he is a guard trapped in a big man's body. When you at 7 feet tall, Danny Wolf should be doing step back three pointers. Last night it was 18-11-6 as they upended Purdue to advance to the Big Ten semis to take on Maryland. We'll see how the Terps handle the biggins on the interior for Michigan. Vlad Goldin, Danny Wolf, like those are to me the guys that you got to worry about here tonight. Derek Queen, as much as I love him on offense, I think the one area where he struggles a little bit at times is defensively, and he has a tough assignment tonight against Danny Wolf. How Juju and DQ play tonight, I think, will be the difference in this contest, though. Make sure, though, like I said, starting at 3 o'clock, you turn it over to the Team 980 and hear pregame coverage. Chris Knocke, Johnny Holiday, they get going on the official call at 3:30 as Maryland looks to advance to the Big Ten championship tomorrow. Well, they would play the winner of Wisconsin and Michigan State. So excited for that. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll be joined by the DOC, Rick Doc Walker. I'm sure he's got a lot to say as he gets ready to take you from noon to 3. Also, when we come back, I want to let you hear from Browns pass rusher Myles Garrett, who did an excellent job putting his foot in his mouth. Let you hear that next on The Fan. One final segment before we hand things over to the DOC, Rick Doc Walker. Programming note, starting at 3 o'clock on the Team 980, you can hear Johnny Holiday and Chris Knocke. They get you ready with pregame coverage. Terps in Michigan for a shot to go to the Big Ten championship. You're getting in my ear just completely. Just took my brain away. We'll get to that. We'll get to Doc in a second. Doc's got to wait for a second. But make sure you keep it locked right here on the Team 980 when that begins. I can't believe I just let you fluster me that bad. I wanted to give some credit to, I love when history is made, especially in the DMV. Cam Ward of Largo High School, one of the rare guys to stay at a public school for all 4 years and dominate. He's going to go play next year at the University, or Michigan State University, rather, under the guidance of Tom Izzo. Him and Jordan Scott from Virginia taking their DMV talent to the Big Ten. We'll get to see them up close to personal next year. But Cam Ward, yesterday, him and Largo won back-to-back state champions, state titles, rather, yesterday. And it was one of those stat sheet stuffing performances for our old guy, Cam Ward. 20 points, 15 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 blocks. The 6'9 combo guard, man, has the opportunity to go have a really, really big-time career at Michigan State, and I fully anticipate hearing his name called by NBA Commissioner Adam Silver before long. Go out to Ray in Baltimore. Wants to chime in on the Terps here quickly. What's going on, Ray?
Hey, man, listen. First off, man, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I know it's out of season now. But one thing I will say, man, you know what I mean? I love how both, you know, D.C., Virginia, and Baltimore can come together for the Terps, because, I mean, it's Baltimore Terps coverage with the fan up here always. But, you know, I just love it. It's like two dudes who share the same baby mother, man. Like, we don't always get along, but we got to get along. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, it's mutualism intact. And with Derek Queen, a hometown kid from Baltimore, leading the way. You know, I think before I hang up the phone and you hand it over to the, I hand it over to the doc, if the Terps don't make an Elite Eight appearance, at least with all this talent, it'd be a huge disappointment, Linnell. What say you?
Dude, I feel the same way, especially when you saw the potential of last night of how dangerous they can be. I think they just have all the ingredients of a team that can make that deep type of run, inside, outside scoring. Guys they can create off the bounce with the three guards that they have, Miguel, Gillespie, and Rice. And then big DQ on the interior, man. But the defense, to me, is what it's about. They forced 17 turnovers last night. Doc, you've seen a lot of local college basketball success here. Obviously, our beloved Georgetown Hoyas struggling under the guidance of Ed Cooley, but they're looking to turn things around. I would always say that this town, and you've been in it for a while, is always better when the college basketball teams are having success.
Well, you're right. You've done a magnificent job illustrating that throughout the show. But the Crab Five, what I love about it, anything that's defensive based on defending people, it's not about style flash. It's about aggressiveness, defending, and having presence in the low post. They're bigs, and especially baby boys, he's scoring in the paint. And when he's active in the paint, attacking the basket, I love him to death. I don't give a crap about his jumper. I care about him attacking the rim. And when he does that, because of his ability to pass, he's amazing. And their guard play, when you got shooters and you got bigs that can pass, you got a shot. And it's not just overzealous ex-Terp alums taunting them about something. You can't be 0-7 against anybody and have people thinking you're projected to do anything until you slay that giant. And that, you know what? They're capable of it. So it's exciting. It really is.
And I'm excited about it too, man. It's been a while since it felt like here locally we had a team that could legitimately go on a Elite Eight, Final Four type of run. And I'm glad that you put it the way that you did. It's not like people are being biased when they say this. It's the reality of it. They have all of the ingredients to go on that type of run. I heard you and Max talking about Big Ticket going to the Chargers. And when you think about what they got on the right side of their offensive line, he's 6'7". Joe Alt is 6'8". Harbaugh's cooking, and we know it's only a matter of time before they're a legitimate championship contender.
But they have a direction.
Yeah.
You got to have a goal. What's your vision? Philly has a vision, and they built it out. You knew Harbaugh. He's never been shy about it. So our project is that you have a gem at quarterback. Now you got to, A, protect him and give him weapons. But, again, your core philosophy, do you believe in bully ball or are you a peacock? See, and until you really tell me and identify who you are, then I have to question you. Because in the blink, you got to go through the Philly. And when they're not afraid of them.
Right.
You're capable of it, but I'm still trying to figure out who you are. Now, Kinlaw, they've done some things that are showing to shape it up. I know who you want to be defensively. I'm just waiting to see it come to fruition. And again, because of technology now, the game has changed. So now this is very, very stimulating for a lot of people. And I'm entertained by it. I am entertained by it. But again, just go back a year ago. A lot of people that garner a lot of ink and stuff right now don't bust a grape once the season starts.
Well, yeah. That's how it normally
goes. This is just comforting. This is like tea. you know, but it's cool.
Yeah, I'm excited by it all as well. But like you said, to me, like, camp is when you really understand who's going to be somebody when the lights cut on. I remember last year, though, man, like, Olamide Zaccheaus, OZ, is the example that I use.
Yes.
When he was signed a year ago, we weren't celebrating it. We weren't giving it segments worth of time on sports talk radio. It was looked at as a depth piece that, oh, if someone gets hurt, maybe he'll be able to step up. He goes out and has a career year, is your fourth leading receiver, and now has earned himself a contract in another location. You brought up Javon Kinlaw. That's how I look at him. He's a guy that's been hurt. I loved what he said yesterday when he spoke. He said, man, last year was the first time in my career I didn't spend any time on the trainer's table. Not because I didn't want to, because I didn't need to. So everyone likes to write people off, man. He's 27 years of age, a former first-round pick. Sometimes it takes a certain situation in life for that light bulb to go off, so to speak. And a couple of years ago is when I really fell in love with this cat, man, at the Senior Bowl out in Mobile. And brother's been homeless before. Brother understands what it's like to go through adversity to get to what you want. Coming back home for some people is a problem. For him, I think it's all the motivation he may need.
I agree. And the man in charge selected him.
Exactly.
And I trust the man in charge. I know it's really fashionable to sound like, you know, you've read Street and Smith backward to backward, you know, cover to cover. And these people now have qualified evaluators.
Yeah.
They know exactly what they're doing. They have a plan. My wish list when it started was I didn't want to lose Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, for sure.
I didn't want to lose Trent Scott. I mean, that was important to me. And they did. Noah Brown, God,
yeah, man.
So thrilled. You know, Noah Igbinoghu, love him. They just got people. I just like them. But more important than what I like, because that's irrelevant. What's important about it is that what's the overall objective? What's our philosophy? Who are we?
Yeah.
You know, we perfume and puff. You know what I mean?
Right.
We bob wire. You see that? Because you know who you got to go through.
Exactly.
That's the beauty about this.
It's very
we
simple.
Joke with the Cowboys and all that. That's funny and
right.
Fun.
Yeah.
The boy we dealing with now, hey man, he ain't hiding.
No. Not at
no
all.
No trick or treat.
Right up the road.
He's giving you the finger.
It's a bus right away.
You. Exactly. He don't respect your wife. He don't respect your kids. He's the perfect opponent. And if you can't get – and you already shown you're not afraid of him.
For sure.
The question now is that do we have the right equipment to deal with him? I don't believe we do as we speak. But we're getting closer.
We'll see. The DOC, Rick Doc Walker, takes you from here on out.
Son.
Hey, man, good hearing from you, man. I'll give you a call a little bit later on, man. I haven't tapped in with you in a little while, man. So
man, I like it like that, too.
I'll be listening on my way home. If you want to keep the conversation going with me on social media, it is at NELL_BTP. You can catch me tomorrow on the always free Odyssey app, 10 to 2 p.m. Eastern time on the Infinity Sports Network. Until then, be well.